This is Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a production of Catholic Radio Indy. Now here's today's program. This is Faith in Action on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host is Bridget Ayer.
Hey, hello.
And we have a guest today that I'll bet a lot of our listeners have already heard about.
Yes, our guest today, this is really actually very exciting, Jeff Cavins, who is the developer of the Great Adventure Bible Study, and we are going to talk about the Great Adventure Bible that's now just been released. Welcome to Faith in Action, Jeff.
Thank you. It's good to be with you.
Yes, and this is really exciting. Now, can you tell us a little bit about the Great Adventure Bible Study? Can you talk about that first, and then we'll talk about the Bible?
Absolutely. You know, a number of years ago, quite a few years ago now, I guess I was about 26 years old, I developed a system on how to read the Bible as a narrative, as a complete story, chronological story. And that is going from Genesis to Revelation and knowing how to read it so that you get not only the individual stories, but the overarching story. And that has developed over the years into quite a study with Ascension Press, and it's around the world now, and it's been going for over 20 years in its current form. We're really excited about that, and we've always talked about putting together a Bible that would be able to relate to the Great Adventure Study, and that's what we have now, and we're very excited about it. But what makes the Great Adventure Bible Study itself very unique is that we can take people who have literally never read the Bible before. We can take them from that point to understanding the basic framework of the Bible and how to understand the basic story. We can do that in a relatively short period of time, and that's our Great Adventure Study. We have Unlocking the Mystery of the Bible, which is about an eight session study, and then we've got, of course, the Great Adventure Bible Timeline, which is 24 one-hour sessions, which takes you all the way through the Bible. Once you go through that, you've got the framework for understanding salvation history, which is really the basis of our faith.
Well, I think it's really great that this resource is out there because I think the Bible can be very intimidating for Catholics who maybe haven't really studied the Bible, so to speak. They go to Mass, they've heard the Bible, what is it, in 3 years, you've heard pretty much the whole Bible if you're going to Mass just on Sundays,
sure,
right?
Yeah, and that's right, three-year cycle.
And I think people don't realize that, so they're a bit intimidated, and they're not really sure where to start. So,
But even at going to Mass every Sunday and getting it, you still kind of get it in little bits and pieces, and it's hard to kind of figure out just where it all goes together. I mean, you know the basic story, but where all of the different readings come from and how they all fit together in a timeline is really hard to figure from just Sunday Mass.
So I want you to talk about this new Bible that's come out and what is so unique about it from other maybe Catholic Bibles that are out on the market right now.
Sure. Well, if you go to the store and you look at Bibles in general, whether it's Protestant or Catholic, you're going to see a variety of Bibles. You're going to see just Bibles that are simply the basic text. With your Protestants, it might be the King James Version or the New International Version. Catholic, you've got the New American Bible. You've got the RSV Catholic Edition. And so you can go out there and buy a Bible that is simply these 73 books, mm-hmm. the way that it is traditionally presented. And then you also have, if you look long enough, you're going to see that there's a number of other kinds of Bibles. Like there's Bibles for women, Bibles for men, Bibles for archaeologists, Bibles for young adults, Bibles for blue-collar workers. You can go on and on. And everybody's got a Bible that has, maybe some notes that pertain to that particular sector of society.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things that I had noticed, and I've been a collector of Bibles and a student of the Bible for over 42 years now, is that I've never seen a Bible that has within it the content necessary to teach you how to read it in chronological order. There's been a couple of attempts back in the 70s and 80s to actually reorganize the books of the Bible that would give people somewhat of an idea, but that didn't take off. And so what we thought we would do is create a Bible that would would have baked in, so to speak, right in the text, how do you go about reading this so that you read it as an amazing story, one big story. And it's the only one of its kind that I know of.
Well, it's such a great idea. I mean, it's so obvious, but why do we not have one to this point? And what a great idea to do that, because it is very difficult to read scripture, and it is nice. I have been looking at the Bible that you have out, and it's just unbelievable. I mean, it is so beautiful, and it each section, talk about how each section is laid out in terms of the journey through the Bible. Do you understand my question?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. What we did in the Great Adventure Study is we divided up salvation history, that is Genesis to Revelation. We divided it up into 12 periods, and I color-coded each period with a little mnemonic memory device to remind you with that color what's happening in that period. So if you take a look at, if you think of the whole Bible as like a football field from one end zone to the other end zone, that's the story right there. There's nothing more to work with. That's the story. So we divided it up into 12 periods, and each period is color-coded. At the beginning of the Bible, we give you that complete color-coded image so you can see the complete salvation history. And then what we do is we take every book of the Bible and we color-code the page with about an inch little index color coding that indicates what period that book belongs to. And at the beginning of each of the 12 periods, we've got a beautiful inlay of the Bible timeline chart, as well as a well-written introduction by superb scholars explaining what happens in this period, what books are necessary to read through it. And so we don't mess with the order of the Bible. We just interject the notes in there as to, hey, here's where you're at, here's where we're going, this is where we were, and helps them along to read the entire story. And if you follow it, you realize real quickly how out of order these books are in terms of understanding it as a story.
That's so true. If you're just joining us right now, we're talking with Jeff Cavins. He is the developer of the Great Adventure Bible Study, and we're also talking about the Great Adventure Bible, which has just been released. It's been released through ascensionpress.com, so you can get the Bible there. Go ahead, Jim. You had a question over there? He's flagging me over there.
Well, I just keep looking at it, and I keep kind of questioning. There are Bibles, and there are books about the Bible. And yours is actually called a Bible, and
it is a Bible.
and
God's word.
Absolutely. But what would be the? I guess that would be the distinction between a Bible and a book about the Bible.
And it's kind of, I would say, it's kind of combining those two in a sense, right, Jeff? Would you say that?
I would say probably that it's the Bible with some helps on direction inside of how to navigate it with key points. Dr. Tim Gray and I wrote a book about the Bible called Walking with God, where we, in a regular book form, we go through the entire Bible in chronological order, and we explain the story and how the whole thing develops. And that's a good thing to read with the Bible, but this is strictly a Bible, and it has some helps in it to help you understand the story so you don't get lost. As I said earlier, you know, there's Bibles that are strictly the text, mm-hmm. and then there's Bibles that have, they're called study Bibles. You know, mm-hmm. they have some notes, they have cross references, they have, you know, some interesting little articles baked in there.
Mm-hmm.
This is kind of a study Bible, but it's more than that. It's the only Bible that I know of that actually explains how you navigate the Bible so you get the entire story.
So Catholics sometimes don't really know how to, or the big question of how do you interpret the Bible? I noticed that you have a little section in this, the beginning of the Bible, that tells you how to interpret the Bible. But just for our radio audience, how do you do that? Do you understand my question?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's a good question. How do you interpret the Bible? Well, you know, there's a broad spectrum of opinions there, depending on if you're Protestant or Catholic. Many people think that, well, you just interpret it by reading it, and whatever you think of is maybe what God is saying to you. And that's not accurate. St. Peter said that interpretation is not something that's just a private interpretation, but we're interpreting Scripture primarily as a body, as a family. and there are ways of approaching the Bible. Once we do that, there are all kinds of layers that God can speak to a person individually to help them as far as their own spiritual walk. But in terms of objectively interpreting Scripture, there are some basic guidelines. And one of them is that we look first at what's called the literal sense. That doesn't mean, what does it mean to you literally? The literal sense is, what did it mean to the author? What was the author trying to convey to you? Once you get a hold of that, then you look at what's called the spiritual senses. And there's three dimensions to that. One is, how does this relate to Jesus? How does this text relate to Jesus? Number two, how does it relate to my life? And number three, how does it relate to the future in heaven? Now, one of the great Catholic scholars in America today is Dr. Peter Williamson.
Mm-hmm.
He's from Sacred Heart in Sacred Heart Seminary in Detroit. It is Dr. Williamson that wrote the article in this Great Adventure Bible on how to interpret the Bible.
Nice.
And that's what he did his PhD in, and he's considered one of the foremost experts on this in this area.
So we don't have someone that's just making up something right there, right?
No, we don't.
You don't want.
And by the way, we've got some of the best scholars in the world. You got Dr. Peter Williamson. We have Dr. Mary Healy. She is on the Pontifical Commission, the Biblical Commission, and that's pretty heavy stuff right there. And she's one of the contributors, as well as Dr. Andrew Swafford from Benedictine down in Atchison, Kansas.
Well, one thing, we're going to need to take a break here in just a little bit. But before we do, I also noticed in the index here, or the beginning of the Bible here, it has a Bible timeline reading plan, which I think is really, really great, because people don't know where to start. So where do you start?
That's what we baked right in there, is that we have said, if you want to read the Bible in chronological order, let's start by reading the narrative books first. Those, out of the 73 books, those are the 14 books that basically tell the story. All the other 59 fit in the context of those 14 narrative books. And so what we encourage people to do is to begin reading those 14 narrative books, and we give you a plan right there in the Bible to do that.
I think that's really great. Well, we're going to take a quick break. We're talking with Jeff Cavins, and we will be right back for more Faith in Action. Stay tuned.
A call to action encourages people to do something specific.
Come on down.
Buy now.
Give it a try.
Mark the date.
A call to action can be found in your home.
Clean your room.
Take it to the kitchen.
Brush your teeth.
Help me, Mom.
Every call to action has a desired outcome. If you respond to the call, you will buy, visit, try, clean, help, and keep your teeth shining. We have our own call to action, and it's more invitation than guilt trip. We invite you to pray for us, and we encourage you to support us financially. Each prayer is an encouragement, and each financial gift offers new life to the opportunity to share a message God wants us to share, and it includes God's call to action.
Follow me, trust and obey, love and be kind.
An invitation and opportunity, a call to action. The reward, reception. Catholic Radio, Indy.
You know us as Catholic Radio Indy, but we're so much more than just radio. We're a voice for the church that's seldom heard in our chaotic world. We're confirmation for the strong of faith and encouragement and answers for those in doubt. We're there to rejoice with your triumphs and to be a voice of consolation through the dark times. We're a voice for vocations and proudly pro-life. We are Catholic Radio Indy and CatholicRadioIndy.org.
Just a reminder that Catholic Radio is listener-supported. If you haven't joined our family of donors yet, you can do so online at CatholicRadioIndy.org.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. I'm Bridget Ayer, and we're talking with Jeff Cavins. He is the author, the developer of the Great Adventure Bible Study, and we're talking about the Great Adventure Bible. Do you have to use the Great Adventure Bible with the Great Adventure Bible Study, or can you get it kind of as a standalone item?
Well, you know, Bridget, when we put together the Great Adventure Bible itself, we wanted to make sure that it stood independent as a Bible and was not dependent upon any system, including the Great Adventure. So that means that you can use the Great Adventure Bible with any study out there, including The Great Adventure, the Bible Timeline. And the reason we did that is we wanted to create a Bible that within itself did one thing really well, and that is navigate through the Bible and show people how to read it. If they want to use it with a different study, praise God, do it. If they want to use it with The Great Adventure, it's going to make a lot of sense to you. But even if you never had ever heard of the Great Adventure Bible study, the 24-week study that we do, the Bible itself would have everything contained within it for you to navigate through it and understand the entire story as a whole.
Now, Jeff, I noticed in looking through the book that in the very back of the book are some maps. And I think those are so important because when you hear, you know, Jesus traveled to this city or one of the apostles went to that city, if they're just names, if you don't know, in today's society, you jump in a car and drive across town in no time at all, but walking or on horseback, back then it took a long time so to see where all those cities are and kind of get in your mind how far Jesus and the apostles actually traveled and where those cities were is very helpful.
Well, I've been doing a lot of interviews about this Bible as it's taken off. And you're the first one, Jim, who's ever brought up the maps, so I'm glad you did. The maps are very, very important. You know that one person, in fact, was a Catholic priest who said that the geography of Israel is the fifth gospel. And if you understand the geography, you'll start to understand the pattern and the movements of the Old Testament and their relationship to the New Testament. I lead trips to Israel every January. Two of them a year to Israel, teaching tours, Father Mike Schmitz and a few others. And one of the things that we really focus on is getting to know the places of the Bible because they tell a story within themselves. So we thought it would be good to create some really good maps for this Bible. And these maps that we have in the Great Adventure Bible were all custom created for the Great Adventure. And I think they did a fantastic job of showing us, you know, the important sites in salvation history. And we've got some other things coming out in the future that are going to even add on that I think people are going to really appreciate.
Well, I had an opportunity to do the Prophets, the Great Adventure Bible Study, the Prophets. And I'm a political science major and was always into, you know, the whole politics of things going on in history and the time frame. And you really need to know all that. And when you do a study like this, it really puts everything into context. You're not just reading the Word of God. You're really putting it into a whole context that isn't there because we, you know, in this time and age, you know, we don't know all the things that were going on historically and politically at that time. And then the maps, I just thought, this is up my alley. Mm-hmm. It just hit it out of the ballpark for me.
Being a political science major, you must be bored right now in history.
I sure am. I'm just dying here.
You're right. You know, the Bible Timeline, the actual study, if you look on the chart, the whole bottom of the chart, and in the Bible, each period has that segment of the chart there, and the bottom is secular history or world history. And you're exactly right, Bridget. What is happening in the Bible has a lot to do with, and it interfaces with what's happening politically and socially around the world at that time. The Bible's not in a vacuum. It's happening in real countries, in real time, and within history that most people would recognize, you know, like Socrates and the Great Wall of China and so forth. You know, this is all stuff that people, they understand and they recognize. And you go all the way back to the first Olympics and Rome and the starting of the Greek language and so forth. And the Bible is something that's happening in the Bible at that time.
And yeah, that's what I thought was really cool about just seeing it. Just opened up a whole new world and reference points. And it just helped make the Word of God make more sense in that context of seeing the timeline. I do have a really important question about your thoughts about what are the biggest challenges in the church today and what, like, how do we go forward with the challenges that we're facing now?
Well, I'm glad you asked that. I'm actually just, when we're done here, I'm getting ready to do my own weekly podcast. And one of the things that's deep in my heart right now is this whole question of teaching our children the Word of God, teaching them salvation history. And I think one of the major crises that we face right now is that we are looking at, as you've studied before, Richard, you know, political science, we're looking at big issues in the news today, all the way from politics in North Korea, Russia, Putin, the sex scandal, and everything else. We're looking at all of this, but we oftentimes we don't look at it with a foundation of salvation history in the history of God and what he does with people. Therefore, we have to rely on political pundits. We have to rely on CNN, Fox, MSNBC. We have to rely on all of this for our information, and people are, quite frankly, tired. They're tired of it, mm-hmm. and they don't know what to do anymore. I think that that part of the answer to this is that we got to start educating our children in salvation history.
Absolutely.
They have to know the heart of their father. They have to know the ways of their father, his deeds and his words. And once you know that, then you can better interpret the signs of the times and what's going on in our world today. And so I'm a big advocate of we've got to start teaching our children the Word of God. And praise God, we have a great adventure storybook for kids that takes them through salvation history with a real Bible along with this, if people are interested in it. But that's what my wife and I, we've dedicated our life to, is that, you know, we're here on earth for 70 years, 80 years, whatever it's going to be. And this is our goal, is we want people to know God's Word. And I personally think that is a good portion of understanding what's happening in the world today and how to respond to what's happening in the world today.
Well, one of the things that you said that I think is really important for Catholics to know about is that this Bible is kind of all you need in the sense that in terms of training yourself or being trained in the Word of God and understanding the Word of God, this is a really good tool to help us do that, parents and young people, to get into the Bible.
Yes, I would agree. You take the Great Adventure Bible along with the children's storybook, the Great Adventure Children's Storybook for children, and the Bible in the Great Adventure Study, you really have a complete kit there, a toolkit to try to understand your father's heart and his plan. And, you know, things are unstable right now in the world. And I think that the beautiful thing about knowing God and his story is that he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He doesn't change. And we can depend upon him. We can trust him.
Now, Jeff, you mentioned the children's book. What age children is that appropriate for?
That's elementary and junior high.
And on this Bible, what would you say is the age group for the Bible?
Oh, every age. Right now, we...
If you can read, right?
The first printing of this is almost out now. And they're already quickly putting in second printings of this because it's been... the response has been just amazing. But people are giving this to their elementary school, you know, kids, mm-hmm. Confirmation, First Communion, adults. It really does speak to every generation. It doesn't look like a kid's Bible or an adult Bible. It doesn't, you know, you can't compartmentalize it. It's just a beautiful presentation of salvation history, and just enough, not too much, but just enough to help you understand that story. And by the way, we even thought of things like wide margins on the side so people can start putting notes in there from the catechism or other cross references. And that was one of the things that we noticed about many of the Bibles out there, is that it didn't give any room for people to express themselves or to write down personal things that were speaking to them.
And the other thing I really liked about it is I liked the font. I mean, it wasn't too small. It wasn't too big. I really did like that.
Bridget, I'm so glad you brought that up. Again, you guys are first. Nobody else has brought that up in this interview, is that we actually had two or three meetings about this.
Yeah.
And we looked at all kinds of fonts. And when we decided on a font, we boosted it up one notch, so that we'd make sure that people could read that and they wouldn't have to go order giant print Bibles.
Yeah, I like it a lot. I mean, sure. It's really, and the other thing I really love, the cover, it's beautiful. It's got an embossed compass on it. And the Great Adventure, I mean, isn't that what this is all about?
It is. Life is a great adventure.
Now, where can people get this? We've been talking about this Bible, the Great Adventure Bible, and where is it available?
You can go to ascensionpress.com and get it. I think that most Catholic bookstores, and I'm assuming that Amazon's going to be selling it, everyone's going to be selling it shortly, but I think that right now Ascension Press is selling out of that first printing. If people are interested, they can go there. And they should go there fairly quickly because it is selling out. But there'll be more, there'll be a lot more. I think they were surprised. Literally within a week after they announced it, it was like 50% of them were gone. It
wow.
was amazing.
Wow. How new is this? When was this actually written?
When did we finish it?
Yeah.
We finished it about, I want to say probably, well, about, you know, the date of this broadcast, it was probably about a month and a half ago.
Oh, that new.
We're new. I've got right on this. So one really cool thing that people can get on jeffcavins.com is you have an unboxing video of the Bible. You are really hip, Jeff. I'm like,
well, it's a gift, Bridget. It's a gift.
Yeah, the younger YouTube crowd is going to be all hyped up about the unboxing video, so I might have to put that on my blog.
Well, that is my generation. I am the hip young.
That's true.
YouTube generation.
Yeah, and you're still riding your Harley too, right?
Oh my gosh, yeah. We just finished a 4,500 mile trip. We spoke in like six cities. Spoke and shared the gospel with six churches. And next year we're looking at going coast to coast in 10 days to raise money for vocations. So, yeah, I'm a part of some pretty serious Harley riders who we do long distance trips, and we're talking 600 to 1,000 miles a day and trying to raise money for the kingdom. So it's a lot of fun, though.
Well, you're still rocking and rolling for Jesus, so that's awesome. You can get more information on Jeff Cavins at jeffcavins.com, and you can get a copy of the Bible or order one at www.ascensionpress.com. Jeff Cavins, you have been just a delight and an information guru on the Bible. So thank you so much for your time, and God bless you in your ministry.
Well, thank you, Bridget, and thank you, Jim. You guys do a great job.
You have been listening to Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a presentation of Catholic Radio Indy. You can hear this episode of Faith in Action again, or any past episode, at CatholicRadioIndy.org. If you have a suggestion for a guest or topic for a future program, please call us at 317-870-8400 or email Jim at CatholicRadioIndy.org.